sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in that name that is above every other name, in the name of Jesus Christ. Every knee bows, every tongue confesses, because Jesus is indeed Lord. And I greet you amidst all that goes on in the world, amidst all that goes on in such a time as this, as we seek and save the lost, even as God has given us that mandate to go out, to be His witnesses, to be ambassadors of Christ on the earth, to be living epistles and examples of what is true, and not because we do it as of and unto ourselves, but as we do it because the Spirit of God flows through us, quickening us and making us like His Son, making us like the Son of the living God. Because the same Spirit that raised Christ Jesus from the dead quickens our mortal bodies, gives us life, gives us knowledge and understanding. If any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all men generously without finding fault. And that same Spirit gives us wisdom and knowledge and understanding and flows through us and brings life and light and truth amidst a world that is just without a rudder right now, that's just floating and flopping to and fro, this way and that way, tossed to and fro with every wind of doctrine within most of the religious circles, and outside the religious circles, just tossed to and fro, period, with whatever comes next. Whoever's got the biggest voice, the biggest following, they change their minds, their narratives, day in and day out. They don't know who they are, what they believe. And their entire goal is just to harvest the energy and the outputs of others, and ultimately to try to scalp souls and to steal that for and unto themselves, to put into and empower their own systems, because they have no power flowing through them. They can only usurp it from somewhere else. So, yeah, that's what we're in the middle of right here. Welcome. Welcome to what you woke up in this reality, in this place. We came into this life, and, you know, there's something about the design of this and the construct of this paradigm that we don't come in here with full knowledge of what this is. And it's a journey, it's a discovery, it's an unfolding. And it begins with that seed that of the Word that's sown on good soil. And it's got to grow in you. And it's a journey, you know, it's not, and it doesn't unfold all at once, it happens. And there is that moment where Christ in you, the hope of glory, is realized. There is that moment, just like what happened to Peter, where when Jesus said, "And who do men say that I am?" And then, "Who do men say that I am?" And then to Peter he said, "And who do you say that I am?" And he said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." There is a revelation of who Christ Jesus is that takes place in the heart, in the mind, in the spirit, in the soul, in the very core of the being of the child of the living God. And once you know that, there is no going back, because that revelation of who He is and what is real and what is true is that pearl of great price. And you will not, once you've discovered it, you'll sell everything. You'll give up anything and everything for that which is real and that which is true, because you found what's real and true and of real value. So the disciples, when they said, "Lord, where else shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life." Now, the one struggle that they had in that was, even though they had that understanding, they didn't have the power, because the Holy Spirit hadn't come upon them yet. Acts chapter 1 verse 8, where you've got the Holy Spirit coming down upon them, that's where the power comes. And you need that power in the time that we live in right now. You need that power to be able to destroy the works of the devil. So, Acts chapter 1 and verse 5 says, "For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. And when they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father hath put in his own power. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Now you have that. You've got that power, the Holy Spirit of the living God in you, to be the witness that God wants you to be. That word, we've talked about it before, is that same word, is that word witness, is the word martus, is where you get the word martyr. You've got the power, the dynamite power to put to death everything that keeps you from being what God intends you to be. You've got that power to you've got what you need, basically, to go forward. And God has given that to you. And it is the power to tear down strongholds. It is the power to demolish the works of the devil. It is the power to be that living witness that God wants you to be. You know, one thing I learned a long time ago was one plus God is always in the majority. You know, in a world that prides themselves on democracy, you serve the King of Kings. You serve the monarch. You serve the one who decrees and says, let there be light, and there's light. Let this happen, and it happens. He speaks, and things happen and change. And you've got to know who you serve. Paul knew who he served, and he said, I am persuaded that he's able to do exceedingly abundantly. You know, he was persuaded that God was able to keep what he entrusted into him. And we are persuaded that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly beyond all that we can ask or think. We know in whom we have believed. And we are persuaded. So we move in that persuasion. That's why we do the things that we do. That's why when God quickens his people and he gives them things to do, It's not you doing it, but the Spirit of God doing it through you. And that's why so often in the Scriptures, they're given what would seem unto man impossible tasks. And it has to be impossible unto man. Because if it was possible for you in your own ability to do that thing which God calls you to do, then you would, as a human being, take glory in that and saying, look what I did for God. See, God calls man to go and to do what he will quicken and empower by his Spirit, back up by his angels, flow through in order to accomplish. God calls for all he wants you to do is to show up. All he wants you to do is to be willing. All he wants you to do is be vigilant, to listen, and to execute the instructions that he gives you to the T. Follow him and let him lead and guide, and trust that he knows what he's doing with you. And if it seems impossible unto you, well then good, because that's par for the course. If it seemed impossible for Moses, that when he looked at the burning bush and God said, okay, I'm going to send you back, you're going to go liberate my people, well good. He just sends you off with a stick, well good, because you know what? That's par for the course. If it seems impossible with Gideon's army, when God keeps whittling it down, from he sends away 20,000 men, then he sends away another 10,000, you're left with 300. Well, good. Because 300 and plus God is that's enough. That's enough to do what God needs to have done. God would rather have 300 people that keep their eyes on the horizon, keep their wits about them, remain diligent, remain faithful, or know that they're in the middle of a situation and are ready and willing to walk with God and do what he has for them to do, than the masses. You know, he doesn't need the masses. Yet he makes this available unto all. But it comes on his terms. What he wants is for those that will follow him and trust him and go with him. He's he's calling out for his people to walk with him. But he's going to give us tasks to do that in the natural would seem impossible. But by the Spirit, and by the leading and the guiding of his Spirit, and the quickening of his Spirit, all things are possible. All things are possible. You got to know that. You got to know for yourself, all things are possible when you walk with the living God. Mark chapter 10 and verse 26 said, "And when they were assembled out of the measure, saying among themselves, who then can be saved? And Jesus looked upon them, with men it is impossible, but not with God. For with God all things are possible." There's a lot of things that seem impossible unto man that are possible with God. So you got to know that when you walk with God, it's possible. Not only that it's possible, but that it's probable. God is going to do what he is going to do. The question is, are we going to walk with him, or are we going to faint when the situation gets tough, when things get hard, when the road gets rough? Or are you going to continue to persist? Now listen, sometimes things will continue to escalate, and when they do, just take it one step at a time. Jesus already gave us the instruction, sufficient for the day is the evil thereof. Don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow is going to take, you know, it's going to be what it is. Sufficient for the day is the evil thereof. Pray this day. Pray for the things of this day that God would have you to pray for. Give us this day our daily bread, Father. Seek him in this day, in this time, in this moment. Do the thing that he has for you to do. Tear down the spiritual strongholds that you see this day. You know, if every child of God was engaged in this fight, used the weapons of their warfare, prayed, did what God had for them to do, the kingdom of the enemy would be decimated in short order. But it's the fact that the children of God don't act, don't move forward in their power, they don't pray, they don't use the weapons of their warfare, and they just sit there and wait and watch. They leave it to a few people to do all the heavy lifting. And they wait and they watch. I tell you what, God's not pleased with that. Because when he gives you everything necessary to do and to be and to make that impact, and yet people will not do, they won't pray, they won't just do that little bit that would make such a difference. If every child of God engaged in the fight, it would just do so much. But, you know, this is where we are. But now you, brother, you, sister, here under the sound of my voice right now, you do the part that God has for you to do. You pray. You trust. You speak when God has a word for you to speak. Know that he that began a good work in you is carrying it on to completion. And he's going to fulfill his plan and purpose. And if he gives you what seems like an impossible task, just move forward in it. And realize too that we are moving forward in the labors of so many others that have come before. We do a lot of things as it is that God has given and quickened others to do before, and we build on those labors. We harvest where others have sown. We bring in the harvest where others have done the hard work and labored and toiled. And we are the beneficiaries of so many others' hard work. So do that part that God has for you to do. There's a lot going on, brothers and sisters. So much is happening these days. I don't want you guys to lose heart with things that are happening in the world, because these things must come to pass. You know, it's part of it. Part of it. There's changes taking place. Reality gets a little bit fluid. A lot of things are happening. A lot of things that don't make sense in the natural. Listen, God gave us the instruction before all of this stuff started happening like this. He said, be aware but not distracted. We ride the wave. Keep your eyes on Christ. Keep your eyes on Him. If you do that, you're going to come through all of this in an amazing way. And do the part that God has for you to do. If you take your eyes off of Him, you're going to end up with that Peter experience where when he got out of the boat and he was doing the miraculous as long as he kept his eyes on Jesus. But as soon as he was walking in the middle of the storm, when he started looking at all the other stuff going on around him, ride the wave, don't look at the wave. He started looking at all the waves around him and that freaked him out. And he started to sink. Ride the wave, but keep your eyes on Christ. Keep your eyes on Christ. Focus on Him. If you keep your eyes on Him and you trust Him and you seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, He's going to take care of what needs to be taken care of. And He's going to quicken you and empower you. And you are going to fulfill the works and the will and the plan and the purpose of God. Know that He that began a good work in you is carrying it on to completion. And know that God loves you. You got to trust and know that He is doing He's accomplishing that which is intended for you. Brothers and sisters, keep praying. Keep praying, not just with 20 on 20, but pray. Use the weapons of your warfare. Pray in Jesus' name. Speak the truth. Trust God. Touch and agree with others that are praying. And share. Be strategic. Because the Spirit of God will have you to be strategic. Know that we're moving into a time where God is pouring out His Spirit on all flesh. And what He's pouring out is, you know, for those that are not aligned with the Spirit, they cannot receive it, and it's driving them crazy. For those that are aligned with the Spirit of the living God is flowing through them, and power is coming through. Change is taking place. Brothers and sisters, we love you. We want to just pray that God blesses you in Jesus' name right now. Father, pray for my brothers and sisters right now. Pray that you strengthen them. Pray that you encourage them, Father, in their walk. I pray, Lord God, that each and every day, Father, with you would be sweeter, Lord, and sweeter as they know your Spirit and your voice. And Lord, I just pray, Father, too, that you would keep us from deception, Lord. We know that we're in a time of great deception, Lord. And so, Father, the nature of deception is people don't know they're deceived. So we pray, Lord God, that you, the Spirit of truth, that you would keep us from being deceived. Keep us, Father God, from being ensnared, from being trapped. And Lord, lead us and guide us out of this world that is full of lies and deception unto yourself and through and to the truth, Lord God. Let us walk in your truth each and every day. Bless, Lord, your people, I pray. We pray in Jesus' name. Bless us, Father God, with the full revelation of who you are, Lord Jesus, and who we are in you, Lord. Let us walk in the truth of who we are in you, Father. I pray, Lord, right now for anyone that is sick in their bodies. In Jesus' name right now, we just speak healing over them. We just pray in Jesus' name, be healed right now. In Jesus' name. Father, we pray, Lord God, and we bind every demonic stronghold and every witchcraft attack against any brother and sister that's listening to this right now, Father, in Jesus' name. We just cut those off and remove those attacks and send them back to the senders in Jesus' name right now. Father, in Jesus' name right now, we just speak peace over your people. Protection and a shield and a hedge of protection over your people. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Be healed, protected, shielded, and quickened by the Spirit of the living God to do His will. Father, bless your people, we pray. And we thank you that it's done. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 We love you guys. God bless you. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. You can reach us there. And keep on keeping on. Lots going on. So, all right, we love you guys. We'll talk to you again sometime soon. God bless you. Bye.